Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Not Without My Sister. Today, Rosemary, I thought, since I received this beautiful swimsuit in the mail, in the post, I thought that we would talk about things that we have bought that turned out to be quite different from how they were presented online, whether through advertising or our own stupidity.
Well, Beatrice, I don't know if that's going to work because I've never bought anything online that I've even remotely regretted and that hasn't been exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, well, I was thinking about the massive handbag that I bought that was tote-sized. And when it arrived, it was actually a tiny purse. So, like, I think, you know, a part of it is also, though, like the definition of cameras, that it was so beautifully shot that I thought to myself, like, clearly, this thing is massive.
I think a big part of it for me, and I'm not saying that this applied in this particular instance for you, but the big problem for me is that I really don't have a good grasp of measurements. So when things say 12 inches or 2 inches or 4 inches, I literally just go, perfect, it's exactly the size I was imagining it was going to be. It never adjusts. Once I see something and I think that's the size it's going to be, that's the size I imagine it's going to be, no matter what the measurements say.
Well, today, I would have to say, today I went, so I'm trying to buy basically a water excluder thing for the bottom of my shower, like the thing that was stuck on the bottom of the shower. What's it called? I mean, I literally just bought one, so I should know the name of it.
You really should.
A swiping plastic thing, you know, it like keeps the water from dripping out of your shower, right? Because upstairs shower. So currently there is a 4x10 feet, 2x4 meters approximately, hole in the ceiling in our kitchen where
I'll actually share the video. It's very glam.
Oh yeah. Where the plumbing people came and cut out a huge big chunk of ceiling in order to identify where this massive leak is coming from. Because we have stained ceiling, dots on the ceiling, and they're like, oh, I think it's the plumbing, it's the pipes, it's this. No, ladies and gentlemen. 7 years after we moved into a house and redid everything, it is the grout. It is the grout line on the floor outside of the shower that has crumbled to bits. Not even the grout line in the shower. The shower is fully tiled. The floor and wall are also fully tiled. And it is the grout line outside the shower that gets less damage than anything else that has fully crumbled, according to them. And water is just gushing out of it when water gets splashed out of the shower.
Huh.
Right. So they were like, oh, why did you not use that expandable silicone grout? Great question, says I. Why did they not?
I actually really hate when people do that as well. They're like, oh, would you not have thought to do this? I'm like, no, Carol, I wouldn't have. And if I had thought of it, I wouldn't be having this problem, would I?
I know. There are so many things where, I mean, it's like when you go and get your hair, who cut your hair? Or like, do you ever have a facial? You know, that kind of crap. This is like, this is like, who did your house? Who put this? Who installed this? And I love nothing better than saying it was this company. But anyway, right. Anyway, I did notice, right, the problem is like the floor is not level. And over time, the floor has settled. And I did notice that there's a big crack in the grout, not this particular crack, a different crack, right? And I was like, oh, I must fill in that crack. Then anyway, they came out and they were like, well, there's a hole here and a hole there. Anyway, there's this big line of crumbling grout. And apparently you're supposed to replace it. Who replaces their fucking grout? Like, wouldn't even, I know those people are going to be like, oh, everybody knows to replace
How
their
often
grout.
Are you well, supposed to replace it?
Before it crumbles. So anyway, there's this is where all the water damage is coming from. So I immediately said to myself, okay, I'm going to get it looks like a windscreen wiper that you put on the bottom of the shower door, right? You know what I'm talking about now, okay?
Right. Ish, yeah. The like okay. rubber seal bit, yeah.
Well, kind of. So like it's called a swiper or a wiper or something. Anyway, so I went in today. First of all, I looked for about 1 minute in my drawer for the measuring tape that I knew was there. It was nowhere to be found. So then I went up to the vintage Teddy measuring tape whose measuring tape is in its tummy, and you pull it out, but I can never get it back in, and it's vintage. I don't want to destroy it. So I pulled it out as far as I could. Couldn't actually realize it wasn't like going to work. So went in and I held my fingernails up to the width of the glass. And I said, nope, it's a little bit wider than my little finger. I said, it's not quite as wide as my middle fingernail.
Oh, God. Said, the
it's
science.
The same width as my ring finger, at the base of my ring fingernail. Like, this is how technical it was. Not at the top, at the base, right? If it were a straight line. Dad is like rolling in his grave right now. Like, this is the engineer
Dad's
I've
Dad's rolling
raised.
In his grave. Dad's alive. Dad's rolling in his lazy boy, Beatrice. Don't say that, touch wood.
Dad's rolling up in the cemetery. He went up to the cemetery because it was icy, icy,
I know,
freezing.
I
said,
it's probably the first time he's been up there in years.
Oh, I mean, ever. I said, did you not wear your coat? Why would it was warm in the sitting room? The logic now. I mean, okay. So then I came back in. I got the vintage Teddy and I measured the bottom of my nail. And it was almost a quarter inch, but not quite. So then I went online and I ordered these. So I am definitely holding my breath to see if these things fit the shower door or if I will need to be returning them.
Let me tell you, I, for one, am not holding my breath to see if these are going to fit the shower door.
Yeah, maybe that was a bit
That
bad.
Was a
I
very,
did, however,
very long and convoluted way of saying I didn't measure them and I just ordered them anyway.
I measured them off my ring finger. I did, however, order that sequin dress. When you pointed out to me, Beatrice, you're a larger and extra large, but why not order the medium? Because you can never know if a H&M sizing is going to be good or not. So I ordered it and it arrived. It looks pretty small.
Oh, really? Is it tiny?
It's not tiny, of course, but like it didn't. I mean, it has some stretch, but I'm like going to look, am I going
okay.
to look like.
Try it
know,
on. Try it on, Beatrice. And if this doesn't fit, it's going back. It's not going into the corner of your wardrobe
sequin.
Reserved for things that will fit one day. It's going back.
Well, I have to tell you, I did look at it and go, very nice fabric all the
oh,
same.
Oh, really?
Shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that. I like that about it. I actually got a t-shirt the other day from my Newly that has shoulder pads and Brandon was horrified. Does that shirt have shoulder? Why would, I mean, I'm just confused. Why would anybody put shoulder pads in a shirt, a t-shirt?
Brandon's way behind the times. Does he not know that the 80s are back? Just like that video I sent you last night on Instagram of that guy, that hairdresser I said you should be going to, where that guy got his hair cut like some 1980s rocker.
You're
going
to like this now, Beatrice. Because for the first
so
2 minutes of that video, I was like, yeah, this is looking good. This is looking nice. Yeah, he's got great. And then I got to the end, I was like, oh, she's being bitchy. For the first half, I thought you were being sincere and helpful. But in fact,
oh,
you were
he
not.
He did a great job on his hair, but it was more just making me laugh.
Just come away from, come away, come away
no,
with
that. I never
delight.
Correct you.
But you're not the editor. I am.
I get that. But like, I never correct you. Sometimes I'm like, why is she so loud and grating in my voice, in my ear? But I don't tell you that.
Yeah, but you're not hearing me through the microphone it's recording me on. So your opinion on my microphone doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
It does, because like when you're grating, it's just really grating.
Okay, you're being really mean. This is now back to the conversation about can you take criticism?
What?
Remember
me? I've already been criticised. I was called in by my child's therapist today who told me, your child would like to tell you all the things that annoy you. And I'd say, okay, thanks, all right.
Oh my God, what were they? What were they? And I'll tell you if he was right.
Oh, you complain about cleaning up.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know if... I mean, I think the takeaway was like with, you know, with what with everything that's going on, like we don't, you know, it doesn't, you don't need to add guilt about how your child is treating you to this. Like that's not, and I get that. But also I was like, this is kind of shirking accountability on the other side, if you know what I mean. Because I'm talking, and when I explained, I said, okay, I said, I'll work on how I deliver that. I said, however, when like lollipop sticks are dropped on the ground, you know, just out of one's hand, as in like the magic cleaning fairy. And then the therapist went, what? So I was like, there's two sides to every story, as my boss used to say enragingly.
But I also feel like kids these days now, like our 11-year-old as well, would kind of be killed going like, you know, you and dad never play, you like, you never have time to play with us. And I'll go, okay, well, from now on, how about we half, you can do half of the laundry, like when you guys are here. When I'm doing the laundry, maybe you could put up the laundry and I'll take out the laundry and we can half that and then we'd have more time to play. And he's like, no.
I'm okay, like, well, that is a really crap adult answer, in fairness. Do you not like, because what he really means is don't watch so much reality TV.
I don't watch any reality TV. Beatrice, I have never, actually, this is true. Since I have moved in with Brandon, I have never watched my TV while they were here. Like, I've never watched reality TV while they're here. I only watch what I want to watch when they're gone to bed.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, if you were to do your laundry when you're watching reality TV, then laundry time could be spent with them.
As far as they're concerned, we go to bed when they go to bed. But like, no, my point is, I feel like once you get to the age of 9, 10, 11, you're old enough to be helping. So like, if I'm complaining about cleaning or I'm complaining like, or I don't have enough time, the answer to that is like, okay, it's time for you to help. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Which is the French way of saying I agree.
The French way. What's the French way of saying shut the fuck up, you pain in the arse?
Oh, no, no. Like that would be the French way of saying it. Like my point is the French way is never to say oui, c'est bien. It's c'est pas mal.
No, no. I understood that. Me? Yeah, no, I understood.
Oh, did? Yeah. I didn't think you did.
No, I did.
So anyway, I bought these togs that you told me you were concerned about me buying. And I have to say, I'm not sure about the colour. Like they looked very graphic in real life.
It looked nicer. It looked brighter online.
Yeah, it looked a little bit more graphic and like it looks a little bit poo brown, but I mean,
I would like to point out,
like
I wasn't.
Anybody's going to be looking at me. I'm going to be ushering these four kids around.
Your
like,
children will be looking at you in horror.
Any drowning.
Why is mom wearing that swimsuit? Exactly. Why isn't she wearing a black shroud? Why is she covered up head to toe?
Why is mom talking to people? Why is mom telling them we're related?
Why is mom breathing out loud? Is she singing something under her breath? Mom, stop, you're embarrassing me. The reason, though, that I was telling you not to buy that swimsuit wasn't because I'm like a major killjoy. It's because I just fucking bought you a swimsuit.
Oh, but this is a cover up your body. That's a bikini. Like when I'm chasing after these four kids in the water park next week, there's going to be like that bikini is, in my mind, lay flat, lay still, stand up straight, not bend over, grab kids, prevent them from drowning, go on the lazy river, go on the fast lazy
river.
Might
I just channel your children again and say, Mom, do not bend over.
Oh, yeah. Mom, do not touch me. Mom, do not adjust my arm. God.
Get away from me, Mom.
So what else? I'll tell you what else I've ordered many of. And I almost did it yesterday. So I took the tip off the tap up in my bedroom, right? Because it was
tip off the
producing,
tap?
Yeah.
Oh, the bit where the water comes out?
Yeah, the tip off the faucet. Because it was clogged, right?
Right.
And I was like,
was it gross?
I put it in Coke. Yeah, I did a great job. It was pouring fantastic water. It then went missing. Overnight, it went missing. I blame Dad, actually. But, I mean, I don't think it was his fault.
Oh, sorry. Was this while Mum and Dad were there? Or are you just blaming him out of nowhere?
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. This while they were here. It's about 5 mil high by about like centimeter and a half wide, right?
So in other words, it's about half a pinky nail with a quarter of an index fingernail added onto the end.
Pinkies wide by a thumbnail. Yeah, exactly. Diameter 2x thumbnail. So that was enraging. So I ordered a replacement, promptly ordered the wrong finish, right? So I ordered brushed nickel instead of regular nickel. So yesterday,
oh my God,
I was like,
a
okay,
rookie mistake.
Yeah, so yesterday I was like, I got to reorder that. So I reordered it, put it in the cart, went to checkout, double check that finish. What was in the cart? Only the wrong finish again.
What's wrong with you? Maybe your heart just really, really wants brushed nickel.
No, I think it's more about like, you know, it defaults, like as I'm checking it, it defaults back to the, because I'm real like for these kinds of things, I'm like, I have to double check, triple check. So I keep going back and forth and toggling between windows. And then by the time I actually check out, I've got the wrong thing in my cart, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking Egypt. So that was fun. And then when it arrives, I have to put it on immediately so it doesn't go missing
again. If not sooner. Have you explored the TikTok shop at all?
My son is an avid TikTok shopper.
Oh, I know. Because I got that text from him going, hey, Rosemary, mom said you would buy me a present for my birthday. Can I have this? And he was like, thank you very much. Thank you. You're great. Kiss, kiss. I actually meant to text him yesterday because I was like, it occurred to me as we were at the cinema the other day and I was like, Nash, leave your brother alone. I was like, maybe he doesn't know how much I love him. I should text him. But went on the TikTok shop the other night. And did I tell you I've been getting this really bad cramp in my upper, in my right, like, tricep?
From online shopping?
No, I think it's from Tetris, but like similar hand movement, right? So I think it's from sitting in my chair in the evening and playing Tetris. And it's really sore. Anyway, I was lying in bed. The reason this has occurred to me is because I was lying in bed the other night scrolling the TikTok shop and I was like scrolling through the pain. You know what I mean? I was like, my arm is really sore, so I should really put my phone down. But literally an hour and a half later, I was putting things in the cart and I was taking things out of the cart and I was going, oh my God, an electric scrubbing brush for my oven. I was going to say, when have I last cleaned my oven? But that's the problem, that I feel like now at this point, it needs the electric scrubbing brush. But the amount of tat in that TikTok shop. And like, there was also a pair of beautiful sweatpants that had like, they were cream with a floral pattern. Now, they wouldn't be cream for long with me, but not because I'd like poo my, that sounds really weird. I just mean because I spill things on them. Sorry. But they were really, really nice. And everything's incredibly cheap, which also makes me very suspicious. But a lot of the stuff looks very nice.
It's an offshoot of Shine or Shein Temu.
It does really look like. Now, it did have the odd label thing. So it had like a Color Wow finishing cream that I remember using years ago in my hair and really, really liking. But that was $25. And I was in the like $4.99 section. So.
Oh, yeah. You're in the $4.99 mindset. Well, one of my other children, speaking of repetitive hand strains, asked me the other day in all his innocence, what does this mean? Somebody made this gesture to me in school. And he proceeded then to what can only be called to grasp and swipe the trunk of an elephant from his groin all the way up to his neck, back and forth. What does this mean? I was like, I've never seen the likes of it.
What did you say?
All I could do. I said, I think it's supposed to indicate that somebody is touching their private parts. I said, however, it wouldn't be quite so dramatic or with such a large fulcrum.
You need to show them.
He immediately lost interest.
You need to show him the photos from that Magic Mike show in Belfast. Did I send this to you? These pictures?
No.
Oh my God. There was a Magic Mike show in Northern Ireland. I think it was in Belfast. Is it called Pleasure Boys? It was in the news a couple of weeks ago. And it went viral because basically somebody took a whole load of videos and pictures. Basically, it went wild. There are like women up on stage with all these naked men. One of them has his penis resting on this little granny's shoulder. I'm going to send you a picture right now. Actually, have your phone. You don't?
No, do not.
Okay,
shit. My phone. Do not.
This is why you need to keep your phone on you at all times, because I have some important photos to send you.
I know.
But actually, you wouldn't want to show this to him because this would really mislead him about the size of people's penises.
The same child asked me yesterday, what does it mean when somebody tells you they're going to bust all over somebody? Yeah.
What did you say?
Like, where are they hearing this? I said, I think that's a very inappropriate expression. I think what it means is to ejaculate, at which point, like anytime you talk about it, they mean, oh, goodbye. Ugh. I mean, they want you to answer this, but they're also like,
they also don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, I asked your same son the other day to show me that gesture because you had said to me, ask him to show you.
How do you know which one it is? Oh, did I tell you?
You did. And you said, ask him to show you that gesture. And I said to him, you know, your mom told me that somebody made a rude gesture at you. Can you show me what it was? And well, Beatrice, they're fucking gesturing nonstop because he did a completely different one that's indeed very rude. And then he went, but I think that's really bad. And I was like, yeah, don't do that again. This was like right outside the cinema as well. I was like, no, don't. Never mind. Forget I asked you.
Oh, my God. Is this good parenting? Show your aunt that rude gesture you did. Just do it one more time so I can record you.
Back to online shopping. Let me tell you, a website that I still feel a great love for, that I still plan on buying more things from, but I also feel like I've been very let down by. Florette Flower Farms. I have bought a lot of seeds from Florette, and I've bought seeds and the photographs, right? So they have the shop section on their website. It's beautiful. And you go in, you go, I'm going to buy these dahlia seeds. And the photograph is of, I mean, it could actually be a miniature woman, which would explain it, but like a woman holding the most enormous, abundant bouquet of blooms. And I'm like, this is going to be me. This is going to be me with my dahlias in like 6 months' time. And when I say, Beatrice, I've had no success. Now, this year, I have them all set up in the little greenhouse that I bought from Amazon. That was actually an excellent purchase, except for my basil went all moldy. Absolutely vile. I had to throw it all out. I think I was leaving it zipped for too long. Anyway, so now my florette seeds have actually germinated and have sprouted. But if I remember, that happened last year and then they all died back again. They grew to about 2 inches and then died a death. So I'm hoping that this year they're not going to collapse and die. So I basically had like a 50-50 result. Last year, none of the seeds did anything. And I remember scattering all these seeds in my garden that it was like direct sow once all danger of frost has passed, right? So I did that in the garden and I was really worried. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to the gym and you're like, I don't want to get muscly. I was like spreading all these seeds going, I don't have too many flowers in my garden. And then not a single seed did anything.
Very annoying. In other good news, though, I would recommend, although I got no acknowledgement of its receipt, no gushing text messages, etc. I would recommend the apple tree heirloom, So in America, it's very hard, if nigh on impossible, to find decent cooking apples. And they say things like, oh, Granny Smith's so sour. No, Granny Smith is not a cooking apple.
Granny Smith is
an eater.
Cooking
apple is the kind of...
I agree.
Yes. Kind of cook. The cooking apples that we're talking about are the ones that you bite into and go, can't eat another. Right? Your mouth immediately waters at the back of your teeth with that bitter sourness, right? So I purchased for you, Rosemary, because I love you, some, you can buy them only on these heirloom sites. So I bought some, I can't remember what, did I buy you a Bramley? I don't know what I got you.
Yeah, I think you bought me a Bramley and I can't remember the other variety, but it came from Stark Brothers. Is that where you bought them from?
Must be, because you need to buy two, whatever, complementary.
A girl and a boy, basically. Well, not quite.
To cross-pollinate.
Inseminate, cross-pollinate.
Right, to inseminate. Yeah. Well, Rosemary, these are these are gardening terms. This is where the kids get it from. So anyway, I mean, I have purchased many plants, like, you know, what's it called? Bare root, etc. And they arrive along, like last year, I was looking out the window, looking plaintively for my lilac bush that I spent tons of money on and my magnolia tree that I bought and spent tons of money on up the back. And when they arrive, they're like a foot tall. They're really expensive. You wait months for them. They're a foot tall and they immediately die.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
Crap. And then it's like, oh, they're guaranteed for a year. But like, I don't know. I've never gotten my refunds. I'm sure I should. Anyway, so when you didn't mention to me, but I happened to chance upon your house and there were the trees out in the front garden, I couldn't get over the size of them. I totally forgot.
Yeah. I totally forgot to tell you because they arrived and I was really surprised because I had just looked at the confirmation the other day and gone, oh, they're arriving April to May. And I was talking to Brandon about where we were going to plant them. So then they arrived and I was a bit like caught off guard going, oh my God, I don't know where, blah, blah, blah. And I totally forgot to say it to you. But they're planted now. We have one at the front of the garden, one at the side. We took out the invasive Bradford pear, which I felt very good about, right? I was like, I'm getting rid of that invasive. Like, all it does is spread its evil Bradford pear seed and it smells really bad. Well, we dug up the tree, had it in the garden. The neighbor came by, can I have that? And I was like, I suppose, even though like in my head, I was like, we're getting rid of it. We're taking it out of the ecosystem, but now we're not. The neighbor has it. But I suppose that's
well, I think that was good.
Not a waste either. I mean, yeah, it is good.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look in the back garden here, like there are so, like the honeysuckle is highly invasive, like it's growing everywhere and mom loves it, right? The red buds are highly invasive, but they're native to Indiana. So, I mean,
well, I don't think, think they can be invasive if they're native though. Sure, they can't because invasive for plants by its nature, doesn't that mean that they're not native? They're taking over and they're like an implant, if you'll excuse the pun.
You could be right. Well, I don't know because Neil used to call them, our gardener used to call them invasive. He said that they, because they took over basically and they were native.
Well, I also ordered peony roots from, I've ordered a lot of things actually from Eden Brothers and I ordered 3 peony roots that were not cheap. And have they emerged from the ground? No. Now, could I swear that I know where I planted them and that therefore I know where they should be emerging from the ground? I couldn't swear, but they haven't.
They won't show for 2 years once you plant them. 2 years.
They won't come up at all?
No. Peonies. 2 years. Huh.
Well, I have. So there were 3 peonies that were here when we moved in and Brandon then mowed over them. So they're still on the side, but they ended up getting cut all the way back again last year, probably by me. But they have started coming out of the ground. So I'm very optimistic for them producing at least one flower each. I'm very, very hopeful. But the ones that
that's
bought
okay.
the roots
we cut
off,
ours
no.
back every year.
Do you cut it back all the way to the ground? Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. According to Neil. Huh. And then I discovered, because we cleared off some of the shrubbery at the back and I saw some new peony shoots emerging that must have been planted there years ago.
Oh.
Like before there was all scrubby brushes, etc. So we'll see if they grow. But I mean, I'm not overly optimistic because like the deer would probably be like, yum.
Oh, yeah. We have a bunny warren in the back that I'm like just waiting for them to find my tulip bulbs. You know where I ordered from recently and I was pleasantly surprised? Abercrombie. That I have not.
Yeah.
I don't actually think I've bought anything from them ever before. I remember going into the shop when it opened up in Dublin. And I was really confused because I was walking around going, where's the adult section? This is all. And I realized this was the adult section. It was just all really teeny, teeny, tiny. And now they have extended their size offering and they have a plus size range and they go up to, I mean, it's not hugely extensive. Like it's not up to 4X, but it's up to like 2X or 3X. And I ordered a few t-shirts and a pair of jeans. And actually, because of my experience thinking of them as being really tiny, I ordered the jeans like 2 inch sizes up. So I ordered the 36 thinking these sizes will be absolutely tiny, but they were actually really big on me, which made me go, okay, these are probably more true to size than I had experienced them being in the past. And I also have to say the t-shirts are really, really nice quality. They just feel like a really nice, like really nice cotton, little bit of stretch, not that kind of, you know, you get t-shirts sometimes and they feel kind of scratchy or something. They feel kind of papery. Mm. These are just lovely and soft. And even after the washer and dryer, still lovely and soft. So I was pleasantly surprised.
I saw a picture of you on Instagram looking very trendy. I haven't seen you for a while now, I feel like, but I saw you looking very trendy with your sneakers and your band tee and your denim shorts, was it? Or denim? No, you had leggings on.
They were not leggings. They were just very tight sweatpants. Beatrice, I saw you 2 days ago. The week is truly feeling very long for you since you started your new job.
Oh, feeling very. I couldn't believe on Sunday that it was Sunday. Like when we left the cinema, I was like, what is happening? Where has the weekend gone? But I suppose I did have like 360 something days in a row off. It was like one very long weekend.
You're like, oh my God, I need another day off. I'm totally burnt out.
Yeah, honest to God.
So what I'm trying to think, like, is there any... So Eden Brothers, I probably would say, from my experience... Although my zinnias did amazingly last year and most of those seeds are from Eden Brothers, but any other seeds I've bought from them haven't really done great. And the daffodil bulbs that I bought from them and planted last autumn haven't even come up, haven't done anything, haven't come up out of the ground. And I planted them at the right time that they should be coming up now. You know what I mean? And I bought loads of beautiful varieties.
That's very pointed at me. That's very annoying because that's a dig at me because I didn't plant mine till spring and then they immediately got eaten.
Oh, that was annoying.
I mean, I have to say, though, with the exception of, stores or shops that are not in Fort Wayne, I really don't like ordering online anymore. It's like the sheen has gone off it for me, if you pardon the pun. You know, like obviously I order Zara, I order H&M, and I always am like delighted when they arrive. Love getting the box. Hate trying stuff on. Hate the reality of like these two things have to go back. These three things can stay. And I feel very guilty about having to send stuff, but you know what I mean? All the shipping involved in like one piece of $40 pants or whatever. But apart from that, like I'd much prefer to go to a shop and even the supermarket, like this whole thing of pandemic delivery, we're all like, this is amazing. Everything's available. Like, and it is really convenient, but it's just boring. I mean, I suppose as well, my mindset has changed now that like I'm 1 week into remote working. I'm like, I haven't seen anybody.
I just want to get out into a real shop and speak to a real shop person and see a real outfits in real life.
Yeah, exactly. That's me.
I don't know. I definitely in the last couple of years, I've noticed that the kind of therapy part of retail therapy is no longer therapying for me, if you know what I mean. I don't get the same buzz anymore that I used to get from buying things. And like even, like I used to be so excited when things were arriving. Now that doesn't mean that I'm ordering nothing. I'm still ordering things, unfortunately. I still clearly have some kind of compulsion, but it's not giving me the same zing. It's not sparking joy in the way that it used to. But I just hate trying things on so much. And I feel like if I'm in the shop, I really should try it. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I really have no excuse not to try it on. Well,
I was about to say you get that from mom, but you clearly don't get that from mom because mom has never, ever, ever felt obliged to try anything on personally. She has felt obliged for us to try things on in the rails between, like beside the dressing room, not to wait for anybody to vacate the dressing room for you or me to get into it.
No.
But you're grand, just do it there. Look, I'll hold this up. You're fine.
Yeah, nobody's looking at you.
Mom, why don't you try this on? I'm not trying that on.
Listen, I'm not in the mood. Nope. I'm not trying that on. That's that.
Yeah.
I don't think mom has ever tried anything on when she's been with someone else. She will only try things on when she's on her own.
She has never, ever, ever tried anything on shopping with me. Ever.
That should actually be our goal now, next time she's over, to just get her to try something on. I don't know why, for no reason other than to just prove that we can do it.
Do you remember I tried in the safety of our own sitting room once to get her to try on a top that I was like, this would be really nice on you. Do you remember the one?
It won't fit me. I remember it well, Beatrice. Like it was yesterday.
Like, it's a running joke. Like the kids all say it now as well. But like she got so annoyed, you know. I was like, it won't fit me. We're like, just try it. Absolutely, it won't.
I would like to point out she was right. And in fact, when she did try it on, it didn't fit her. And I would also like to point out that you are very bad for that. And I have had many an experience being forced to try something on by you and then being like, I can't get it off. I'm going to rip it. You're like, you're not going to rip it. Put your arms together and I'll get, don't be ridiculous. You're very like, impatient when it comes to people trying things on, I have to say.
Impatient. Me?
Impatient isn't the right word.
No,
mean?
It's certainly not. I'm extremely patient.
No, you're very, like, you really get into, like, you're very
I'm just
bossy.
No nonsense, Rosemary.
Yeah, you're very bossy, and you've you don't suffer now, fool. Like, not fools, but, like, you've no empathy for people's, like, body hanging when they're like, I don't think that's going to fit me. Put it on.
I don't suffer ill-fitted fools gladly. I mean, what is this? Is this because you feel free now to give me these critiques now that you heard that the therapist's at it? No, I don't think so, thanks.
You are always asking me what I told my therapist about you. And actually, that's a good point. Maybe every week I will tell you exactly what my therapist and I talk about that pertains to you. And then you'll know everything.
I'd absolutely love that. I'm not always asking you that. I'm always asking you what you talked about with your therapist, how therapy went, because you're being so secretive and it's very out of character.
Oh my God. And then when I told you one mention of you, you went, I love this. What else did you say about me? And I quote Beatrice.
I did love that. But I mean, I also want to hear just all about what the therapist says. I'm fascinated by psychology and the inner workings of the brain and the fact that we all think, I mean, honestly, going to this therapist for the last year has been eye-opening to me in terms of how banal I am and how fascinating I think myself to be, you know?
I could have told you
everything
that.
I say to her. Thanks. Everything I say to her, I'm like, you know, I'm at this, I've gone through this now and I'm thinking this. And she's like, like, be real, like, you and everyone else, you know, yeah, you're on step five of like the basic journey of self-discovery.
Oh, very mean.
Oh, and she doesn't say that. That's my takeaway. That's what I'm projecting onto her.
I actually think for any therapist listening to this, a good note is whenever somebody says something right that, I mean, as a therapist, you know, or you know when somebody's saying something that they think is profound, like that they're like, oh my God, I've just realized that maybe the way that I look at myself is the way other people look at my blah, blah, blah. Instead of going, you should go, wow, let's sit with that for a second.
Oh, I don't think my therapist is about indulging my fantasies whatsoever. I think she's about keeping me on planet reality. So she'd be like, that's not interesting. Sometimes she does a lot of yawning. I go like, am I really boring?
Yawning, that's rude.
I mean, she might be tired, you know? Keeps me grounded, Rosemary. Keeps my feet on the ground because you're always building me up in this way that just makes me feel amazing.
I did tell you the other day that I thought you were very cool and always wanted to copy you. And do I get any appreciation for these compliments I throw at you liberally? No, I don't.
You were like, when I was a foolish teenager, I think at the end of that sentence.
I said, I've always wanted to copy you. And literally all I get in return is like, look at this 80s rock hairstyle you'd like.
I laughed. Honestly, I sent you that last time. I really wish I had a little camera directly into your bedroom because when I send you these things, it's so unsatisfying. Like the fact that you open them. Okay, it's great when you reply with comments and I laugh my head off sending it to you. Then I fall around the place when you reply to me. But I just, like, it's so underwhelming by comparison to being in the room witnessing you. I would love to see it so much.
I wish I had a tiny camera in your bedroom is getting snipped out of that and put into every single video, every single ad. People will know what you're really like.
I would love, can you imagine? I'd only turn it on like for reactions.
I'd say,
to my,
you know,
Instagram
what you
sending.
Would actually love? You would love a tiny camera into everybody you know's like bedroom and life so that when you were suddenly thinking of them, you could go, what are they doing right now?
Oh, I would. Okay. I was thinking about this last night. Fox was asleep. It was about 9:30, right? And clearly I was bored. And I was like, are you awake?
To Fox?
To the 5-year-old. Can you imagine what I'd be like if there was a speaker on this camera in your bedroom? Raspberry notifications have been silenced. Are you awake? I do always find that very challenging. When I see that Rosemary has notifications silenced, I go, will she reply?
Oh my God. I was texting Kerry the other day and it said, Kerry has notifications silenced. And it says like, do you want to alert her anyway? And I was trying to swipe it off and I accidentally tapped yes. And then I was like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Actually.
I was like, I should never have said that to Beatrice.
Oh, tonight. Listen. I'd be like, hey, babe, are you awake? Like, would Brandon like me to sing him a song? Can I do that tonight, actually? That would be amazing.
If you'd like more of this, you can follow us on Instagram at Not Without My Sister. Please sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. Email us, notwithoutmysis@gmail.com. And whatever you do, leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this, because we'd really, really appreciate it. And we haven't got a good one in a while. And somehow, we're signed up to this like alert thing, right, that tells us, that shows us when we have new reviews. But it's also signed us up to show us when Liam's podcast, Petrified, has new reviews. Oh. And fucking, this week he had 3 new 5-star reviews. And I first saw them and I was like, oh! And like, I get this little thrill of like, we have 3 new reviews. And I'm like, they're not for us.
I thought they were ours as well.
I know. I was so disappointed.
I was up there thinking of the hidden camera. And now you've disappointed me again. You brought me, this is like a roller coaster of emotion, this episode.
Thank you all so much for listening to Not When That My Sister. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening.
Well, we'll be back in your ears, but Beatrice will actually be in Nashville looking after her children and being scolded for being very uncool at all times, I'm sure.
And looking wonderful in my cup shape.
Yeah, so I wonder how you do pronounce that. Answers on a postcard.
What? Like that, clearly.
Bye.
Bye. Is it not Cupshe? Cupshe?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.